Welcome. Today, we're diving into the exciting world of GPT-4's new audio APIs. It's a game changer, folks.
I've been hearing buzz about this. GPT-4 could already generate voices, right? So what's the big deal with these new APIs?
Exactly. While GPT-4 had native voice capabilities, these new distilled APIs are specifically fine-tuned for audio, allowing for some really cool stuff. Think enhanced speech-to-text and text-to-speech functionalities.
So basically, better transcription and voice generation. Fill me in.
Precisely. They're claiming state-of-the-art performance, especially in tricky situations. Accents, noisy backgrounds, varying speech speeds. Think customer call centers, meeting transcriptions. It's huge.
Got it. So more accurate transcriptions. What about the text-to-speech side of things? Anything new there?
This is where it gets really interesting. You can now provide prompts to shape the voice's tone. Imagine specifying a sympathetic customer service agent or an angry customer, and the API generates a voice that perfectly matches.
Whoa, so you can tailor the emotional delivery? That's incredible. Is there a way to actually try this out?
They've launched a free playground called OpenAI FM. You select a voice, a vibe, give instructions like narrative or casual, input your script, hit play, and boom, instant audio. You can even download it.
Hold on. So it's not just theory. There's a readily available tool to experiment with? That's amazing. I'm assuming there's also API access for developers?
You bet. They've provided all the necessary code and documentation. It's like opening a treasure chest of voice-related possibilities.
Okay, I have to admit, this is pretty impressive. This kind of technology could revolutionize so many fields. Think about accessibility, personalized learning, even entertainment.
Absolutely. The potential applications are mind-boggling, and the fact that they've made a free playground available really democratizes access to this powerful technology. I see. Interesting.
I agree. One thing I'm curious about, though, is the control we have over the generated voices. Can we fine-tune things like pitch, speed, and even accents?
From what I've gathered, the level of control is pretty granular. You can specify the emotional tone, the speaking style. It's pretty comprehensive. I'm eager to dive deeper into the documentation and explore its full capabilities.
Me too. It seems like a real step forward in voice technology. Something tells me we'll be seeing some really creative applications of this soon.
I can't wait to see what developers come up with. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We'll be back soon with more exciting updates from the world of AI. Goodbye.
Goodbye.